Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening across Israel with clear skies, perfect for a night out in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. Cooler temperatures are expected later tonight. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, an Israeli air raid in Beirut will not go unanswered, warns an Iranian general, according to JNS. The IDF targeted Hezbollah in response to recent drone strikes on the Galilee. Also, earlier this hour, Ynet reports Iran has threatened further action following Israel's strike on Hezbollah's Dahi, with officials warning of more potential strikes. Also this hour, Times of Israel says the IDF hit a command center in Beirut after three drones targeted the north. Three people were reportedly killed, and evacuation orders have been issued for 29 villages. Separately, in the past hour, I-24 News reports the U.S. and Iran are edging closer to an agreement to end the regional war. And finally, the weather remains steady tonight, with mild conditions across the region. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Linnaeus posted just minutes ago that Galibaf's commentary on the strikes shows a collapse in deterrence, urging simultaneous strikes in Beirut and Tehran to recalibrate Hezbollah's calculations. IL Red Alert shared just 11 minutes ago that the United States is applying heavy pressure on Iran to avoid missile launches in response to Israeli actions in Beirut. Nadav Eyal, a journalist, recently commented that Hezbollah's recent aggression aims to create a new strategic equation, defying the West while expecting immunity. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Beirut. JNS reports that the Israeli air raid targeted Hezbollah positions after drones hit northern Israel. The Iranian general's warning underscores the tension. This development could escalate regional conflict, affecting both civilian safety and diplomatic ties. Turning to the broader implications, Ynet highlights Israel's potential new security doctrine against Hezbollah. The strike in Dahiye marks a shift in strategy. Iran's response could further strain relations, increasing the risk of retaliation and instability in the region. Meanwhile, Times of Israel gives more detail on the IDF's assault in Beirut. The military targeted a Hezbollah command center, resulting in casualties. This action follows the drone attacks, emphasizing heightened military readiness. The evacuation orders reflect the tense security situation for local populations. In a related development, I-24 News discusses diplomatic efforts. The U.S. and Iran are reportedly nearing an agreement to halt the regional conflict. This could signal a breakthrough, potentially easing regional tensions and fostering peace talks. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports a French businessman has purchased 8 apartments in Jerusalem's Kiryat Yovel, investing NIS 24 million. This highlights continued foreign interest in Israeli real estate. Separately, Walla Business outlines the summer job market for Israeli teens. As school ends, many will enter the workforce. The report advises on safeguarding their rights, crucial for young workers gaining experience. And finally, CTEC examines SpaceX's recent IPO. This record-breaking event set a valuation above $2 trillion and enriched Elon Musk significantly. It demonstrates strong investor confidence, reflecting broader market dynamics. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.